Hot. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
With the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers and hosts for the 2025 NFL Draft. Select Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona.
Jordan is really a high-quality kid, very smart, good pass protector, very athletic, and, you know, he'll be a good he's a good football player. He's a left tackle, and so
he played left tackle. He's got left tackle feet, very athletic kid, very sturdy, strong lower body. And, you know, he did 27, I think, on the bench as well. So he's a very strong athlete. So when you move inside there, things move a little bit quicker and you got to handle a little bit more power. And he certainly has, you know, shown the ability to do that.
I'd say there's no way he was getting out of the first round. Okay. I think there were other teams that would have taken him if they didn't.
It's such an honor. I mean, I cannot wait to get out there and protect for him. I mean, that's what an offensive lineman is supposed to do, protect the quarterback, open holster, the running back. And that's what I'm here to do.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Draft is in the books, and the Green Bay Packers have added to their offensive line, nabbing Arizona tackle Jordan Morgan. I'm going to have to work on that name. Jordan Morgan. Captain Morgan, as I believe he was called, because he was captain of the team.
There you go.
That'll help. That'll help with my memory issues. Probably won't help a big guy. Yeah, a little Captain Morgan.
Back in the day. Who? No, little captain and diet.
Not saying you should have Captain Morgan. I'm saying use it as a mnemonic device to remember the kid's name.
I'm trying to figure out what weird name you're going to call Jordan Morgan before the start of the season. That's what I'm trying to figure out in my head.
You want to work on it, Chew? You want to workshop
Let's
it,
just
Chew?
Hope we don't call him Lookout. Because I played with guys that should have been called Lookout.
Yes. I think you've talked to us about that before. Lookout,
do people
guys.
Know what that means?
Lookout blocks?
Let's share with
yeah.
them.
Yeah. When they get beat, and then you turn around and yell to the quarterback, look out!
Yep. Boom. There it is. Your initial reaction, Gabe, I'll start with you. When the Green Bay Packers selected none of the other offensive, right? Amarius Mims was gone.
Yep.
Barton was still there.
Yep.
And a lot of people thought that Barton was the Packers guy, that they liked everything about him. So I thought when we got to the pick, and Barton was still on the board, Cooper DeJean was still on the board, I thought it was one of those two. In fact, I thought it was like, remember in Ace Ventura when he's like, Finkel and Einhorn. I literally thought that they were doing that between those two picks. Well, I was way wrong.
So I wasn't as high on Graham Barton, I guess just because I thought he was kind of stuck on the interior of the line. So I thought it was going to be DeJean. And then they drafted Jordan Morgan. I went, hoomst? Who are we talking about here? Because nobody was talking about him going to the Green Bay Packers. Nobody was talking about it. But after you kind of dig in, you see all the things you talk about when it comes to Brian Gutekunst and the relative athletic score, and he fits all these things. And then Goody gets up and talks about how we think he can play four different positions for us. And it's like, oh, okay, this is all making sense. Because the one thing the Packers value, it seems, more than anything else along the offensive line, is versatility.
Yes, and availability.
Availability is nice.
And him playing through injury was, you know, probably was a feather in his cap as well. When I say played through injury, he had an ACL injury and he was back relatively quickly. In fact, I was reading that just this morning a tweet from Jim Nagy, who covers the...
Jim Nagy?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was with us in Green Bay.
Yeah. He's the Senior Bowl guy now.
He's a big Senior Bowl guy. Absolutely. And so, you know, he talks about how the draft starts in Mobile.
We used to beat him up.
I was about to say, there's something more here.
Yeah. We used to beat him up because he was annoying. He would hang out in the locker room too long. I'm sorry. I'm just going off pages here. Yeah. But he would hang around too long where we'd say, will you get out of here and go work?
Nagy catching strays this morning.
I think
morning.
We tied him up one time in the locker room.
Well, either way, it doesn't mean he can't run the Senior Bowl.
Yes. Sure.
With success. He tweeted... on February 20th. Rolled through Senior Bowl offensive defensive film again today. Plenty of guys put great stuff on tape, but nobody was more consistent than Arizona LT Jordan Morgan. Did not lose a single one-on-one rep. He's only 14 months post ACL. That would obviously be a few more months now since February was in the past. Physically, he's going to be even better next fall. Should be a first round lock. And Joshy, based on the mocks that we saw and the scouting information that we saw, he was most of the time considered a late first round, early second round pick. So it's not like the Packers really went out over their skis to go get this guy. I think a lot of people were just surprised that, is it Guyton, the other offensive lineman was there? I know people were not exactly high on him, but Guyton was still on the board and Barton was still on the board, and those were at least names that people had kind of bandied about related to the Packers. Jordan Morgan looks like a specimen, though. I mean, he is huge. The one knock on him is the arm length, too.
Which, are we sure he's going to play left tackle?
I am not.
I mean, your left tackle typically needs long arms because your right tackle is more of a road grader.
So, you know? Funny you should mention that, because when I dug into Jordan Morgan and trying to consume as much as I can before the show began today, two things popped into my mind when it came to the right side of the offensive line. Chewy has always harped on two things. One, most teams are right-handed. They want to run the ball to the right side, which is why that right tackle is a road grader. And this from the Rob Domofsky piece that he put up at ESPN.com today. He did not have a blown block in 306 run-blocking plays in 2023, which was the third most run-blocking plays without a blown block by any Power 5 lineman.
Right.
That is just screaming to me, right tackle. Where we also know the Packers' current right tackle, based on reporting done by Rob, they like him at right tackle, they love him at right guard, and they absolutely think he's a stud at center. So if they're going to potentially move Zach Tom, this makes sense to me as your new right tackle.
Or he could play left. You move Walker to right or someone else to right, and then Tom. I think they really want to get Tom to the center position. But an offshoot of Gabe's fine comment that he always used, it's just safe. It's a safe pick.
Yeah.
You know, it's a safe pick. What do we expect out of him? Just start? I mean, what do you expect out of it, the 25th
play
pick if he's
years?
A lineman?
I would expect him to...
Pro Bowl?
Maybe.
I mean, if he's as good as Tausch, if he's as good as Bulaga, great pick.
Great.
Right?
And neither of those guys made a Pro Bowl.
No.
But they were a huge part of the offensive line for a decade.
Right. Yes. I think the whole idea of tenure plays a role here. Yeah. How long can you be not just available, but a successful player at that position? Reaction rolling in this morning on our ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line. Reaction rolling in on the YouTube page in the comments as well. Jaylion 8998, who always has stuff to say, says, anyone that is excited or happy with this obviously never has or has been around someone with an ACL tear. Huh. I've had an ACL tear.
I was about to say, I mean, I haven't torn one myself, but spent some quality time with one.
Look at the proximity here.
See, we're going.
My
family's
like maybe
going
two
on.
Two arm lengths, not a full
two,
arm length.
Two, three.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
I got four just out of my kids.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I've been around them.
Yeah, we've been around the old ACLs. All right.
This is 1992. Worried about ACLs.
Easy. You know what? I would love to see film on the kid from, help me out, the DN that went earlier.
Latu.
Yes.
There is film of those two going up against each other, and people were saying it was Jordan Morgan's best film.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He did struggle with other pass rushers. It's not perfect film.
The clip of Trice I saw last night.
But the Latu film is probably the best thing you're
going
to watch.
Well, the knock on him, Josh, and correct me if I'm wrong, is he's just raw technically, right? But he probably went to the best place he could go because Green Bay is really good at developing old linemen.
A lot of stats are out there rolling around about Jordan Morgan. I pushed this one out on Twitter last night. Started all 12 regular season games. Only allowed 2 sacks in 477 pass blocking snaps. He had the 8th best pass blocking grade in college football So all college football for offensive tackles with at least 700 snaps, according to Pro Football Focus. 800-990-3776. Taking your reaction all morning long to the Packers pick. Chewy, I think you saying it's safe is probably the best way to describe it, but we thought that they needed to go offensive line. Look, at least they didn't deviate and go, hey, wide receiver. Grabbing a wide receiver, right? Like offensive line, protect your quarterback, continue building that line. You want the continuity there. And Gabe, as you said, if they are planning on moving the guy who is over there on the right side to a different position, you need to figure out who's going to be there next.
Well, and maybe if even for the year they want to keep Josh Myers at center, I would expect him and Zach Tom stays at right tackle because of his versatility. He's going to be in that competition at right guard. Because right guard is a little bit open right now. Sean Ryan rotated in and out last year. Obviously, they're not completely sold on him. But with John Runyon Jr. leaving, that leaves the right guard position as an open competition in camp, which I'm assuming he's going to be a part of that.
I think it is perfectly fine. If you had the reaction that I had last night, which was, I'm a little bummed they missed out on Mitchell, the cornerback from Toledo. Because I like that flash. I like the flashiness of Mitchell. I like the flashiness of Jajean. I like the flashiness of some of those other cornerbacks. And I think that the way that this Packers defense is going, that's obviously a position of need. However, I'm fine with an offensive lineman. If they had gone out and gotten the best linebacker in the group, I'd have been scratching my head this morning. But these are the positions we talked about, so you can't really be too shocked. Although I am seeing on the talk and text line and in the YouTube chat that there are people who were not thrilled with the pick.
I think anytime your team takes an offensive tackle, you saw the fan shots where even Joel Alt fans were trying to get excited about it. It's hard to get excited about, but this is how winning teams build franchises. They build it in the trenches. They get guys they think have better days ahead of them. Jordan Morgan was a guy that Mel mocked to the Packers early in the process. He wasn't a name that got bandied about a lot in recent weeks, but he was always a guy people were talking about as a potential late first round pick. I think the fact that so many people who are involved in the NFL came out and said, I don't think Jordan Morgan gets out of the first round, tells you the Packers had Jordan Morgan tabbed as a first rounder that they wanted to add to the offensive line. It's pretty simple.
Well, and I think it's worth it now to hear that sound that you pulled from Bill Belichick of Jordan Morgan. And again, we have Jason Wilde coming up and we have Craig Karmazin coming up. So I don't want to get too deep into the show before we hear it, because don't take our word for it, right? If you're like, what do these jokers know? I know we give a lot of evidence that would indicate we don't know a lot, but Bill Belichick knows a lot. Bill Belichick was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday doing draft coverage. And here's what he had to say about the Packers' newest pick.
But Morgan's, he's a left tackle all the way. He tore his ACL and then came back and played his senior year at Arizona last year for Jed Fish. And of course, you know, Fish did a great job of that Arizona program, put him in the top 10 after being the worst team in college football when he took over in 2021. Jordan is really a high-quality kid, very smart, good pass protector, very athletic, and, you know, he'll be a good he's a good football player. He's a left tackle, and so I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you know, he just needs to get a little bit stronger in the lower body, but this is a good football player. He's got a good future.
You think he needs to relax a little bit over there? The Green Bay Packers fan, Mad Mel, you think maybe relax just a tiny bit?
Well, I'm just saying, you know what the problem is when you don't have a tackle. You know, they don't grow on trees. I mean, these guys that are 6'5", 315 pounds that are really athletic, this draft has a bunch of them. So, you know, this isn't a bad time to take one. And he's a good player. Morgan's a good player.
Okay, so we saw the Packers go with the tackle.
I'd say there's no way he was getting out of the first round. Okay. I think there were other teams that would have taken him if they didn't. So they probably, you know.
Pretty good endorsement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
I mean, Bill Belichick has put a draft or two together.
Yeah.
I think Bill Belichick's dog would have taken Jordan
Morgan. What a sicko.
Morgan.
Yeah. Like the dude, Belichick.
What did he do now?
Well, I mean, the dude doesn't have a coaching job.
He fully scouted.
Yeah. it's very obvious.
He had a draft board of his own.
Like, it's like he can't help himself, right? Like, which, again, part of me just absolutely respects. But this guy is no.
Where's that guy in a press conference? That's the most he's said in probably 18 years.
It's the most energy he's had in front of a microphone in 18 years.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do. You know, is he going to be penciled in day one at left tackle?
I mean, it's certainly possible. Certainly possible, especially after hearing if Belichick thinks that way, clearly the Packers feel similarly. But again, when Goody's talking about, hey, maybe he can play four positions, I think there's a number of different spots he could slide into.
Speaking of Brian Gutekunst, let's hear from him when he was asked what position Morgan will play for the Green Bay Packers.
Best five. You know, I think we'll wait to the coaches get their hands on him and see that. I think he can play all four spots. I mean, we're fortunate enough that we've kind of we got a lot of guys in our group right now that can do that. And so I think we'll kind of let the best five kind of battle it out and see where that ends up.
And that's because they only grab, for the most part, versatile guys who can play multiple positions. Mm-hmm. And then they want the most athletic, the strongest, the best guys who gel together because chemistry matters on the offensive line. And I like that theory. I like that blueprint for building a successful offensive line. Reaction rolling in this morning. RJ from Atlanta, I'm good with the pick. You needed O-line depth. Ryan is not proven. Meyer's not likely re-signed. That re-signed and resigned, all you got to read the context. You got to read the context around it, Jen. Let's continue here. Am I right?
No, you're...
Because it's spelled the exact same way. Resigned, resigned.
Yeah. It's tough. Unless you put the hyphen in there, it's tough.
Yeah, I got my next power rankings.
I think of all the different times. No, you stay away from words.
Let's hope we can find a cornerback, safety, and linebacker today in the second round. Is it just me, or did it seem that other teams in the NFC North got a lot better after day one of the draft? That from Brad in Curtis. Oh, yeah. Interesting topic, Brad from Curtis. We're going to dive into that this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How do you feel about the Packers relative to the rest of the teams in the NFC North? Because the Bears made some big moves, and the Vikings made some big moves, and the Lions, well, they were the best team in the division last year. So how do you feel about the Packers relative to the other teams in the division? We got to talk to Jason Wilde, then Craig Karmazin. So much Packers draft conversation coming up today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.